This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece, the most on-time show in the history of radio, right here on 105.3 The Fan. And today is National Cheese Day, so it is time for the Combo Platter, 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion, and then tell us what is the best cheese. But don't try to pull any of your nonsense where you're like, this cheese is the best for this, this cheese is the best for that. You get one cheese that gets to exist forever, and all other cheeses disappear.
Cheese.
Cheddar.
Oh, I do not acknowledge what you just said, because the rules of the segment are, first, I need a sports opinion, and then you can tell us what the best cheese is. From the 469, it goes like this. Ted Williams is the best baseball player of all time. The best cheese is Pepper Jack. I accept. From the 214, Jalen Smith has swiped more in his career than he has sacks or tackles for losses. And the best cheese is the queso from Uncle Julio's. Also accept. From the 817, the Longhorns will be in the college football playoff in 2 years. Smoked Gouda is the best, hands down.
Gouda.
All right, so you need to give me a sports opinion. So, Zero, if you want to rethink this have a sports opinion, then I will listen.
This isn't a sports opinion, so you're going to get mad at me. Is, I don't know if I have a favorite cheese.
Whoa!
I like cheese. I like all kinds of different cheeses. But I don't know if I'm like, well, guys, the Pepper Jack is the number one cheese. I'm like, hey, Pepper Jack's good on burgers sometimes or on a sandwich.
Okay.
But like, sometimes another cheese is good on it.
Well,
this might not be the segment where people fight. Like, usually in these things, there's a lot of hot takes on. But I think people that like cheese just like all cheese. You know,
and
I
you think they're going to hear one and be like, oh, that is a good cheese.
That is a good cheese. Yeah.
Whereas, in previous incarnations, people would call each other jerks for going against them.
Oh, you don't like Rocky Road ice cream? You're a jerk. Not with cheese, man. Actually, I don't know if you know this, Kevin. Cheese has a chemical in it that makes your brain send happy signals. It is known, and because we used to have a what's happy in Spanish? Queso.
That's cheese.
Whatever. No. We had a queso that was called Happy Cheese.
Oh.
Because cheese, when you, queso feliz at the restaurant I ran. And it was called that because it makes you happy. There you go. That away, Ro. Cheese just makes people happy. So I don't think this is going to be a violent one. I think this is going to be a day, Kevin, where everybody could probably agree about it.
Donovan Mitchell is a better basketball player than Buddy Hield and cheddar cheese.
Well, that's an easy,
not according to Kevin Hagelin.
Hey, it was De'Aaron Fox, believe. Thank you very much.
I agree with that, too.
And some of my
Donovan Mitchell is better than De'Aaron Fox.
Some of my controversial basketball opinions are still above water. The Golden State Warriors thus far have a better record than the Dallas Mavericks, so we're still holding on hope for that one, okay?
You just wait till Dwight Powell comes back.
You do not believe that at all. In terms of discussion versus production, is Dwight Powell your most agitating Maverick? In terms of how much people talk about him versus what he actually does?
Yes. And here's the deal. Dwight Powell, once again, I have to say this. Dwight Powell is maybe the best person on the Dallas Mavericks. Dwight Powell's effort and energy can never be questioned on the Dallas Mavericks. You can question Willie Cauley-Stein's effort and energy probably about 3 times a game, going, are you into this game? Do you know what the hell's going on a basketball court right now? That's Willie Cauley-Stein. You will never, ever find Dwight Powell not trying his best. And because he's such a good person and he tries hard all of the time, somehow people have it confused that he's also good at basketball. And the Mavericks did give him $12 million a year. So that also, then their argument would be, well, they gave him $12 million a year. He has to be good because he's worth $12 million. From I'd be the, like, go find another team that wants him at $12 million a year.
From the 817, Caroline Marks will win multiple national championships and horseradish cheddar. Be honest with you, do you know who Caroline Marks is?
No.
Or the Marks brothers.
That, no. She is,
she from, is she from North or South Carolina?
She is. That is terrible. She is a
surfer, right? Yep.
That I definitely had to look up. And
surfer's
did
not a sport. It's a lifestyle.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell if that's an insult
or not. I
think that's
true. I think he's dead on.
I think Mike should try surfing. I'd like to see that on video.
I also would like
to
see that.
I'm going to the Bahamas in a month. Maybe I'll try it there.
From the 214, the Rangers have the worst ownership in sports. Best cheese, cheddar. From the 817, Deshaun Watson is better than Dak Prescott. Extra sharp cheddar, aged for 2 years or older. This is where I
get... That person knows their cheese.
See, and that's where I fall into it. I fall into some trouble is because I also would probably say that sharp cheddar or maybe even extra sharp cheddar is the best. But like... Mm-hmm. I'll take the Cracker Barrel versus the thing that you got from the vintage factory that they've been aging it with their fine spices and all this and that. And I'm like,
can't taste the difference.
Yeah, either way, it's. But I have a very basic palate.
I think you can smell and taste the differences in good cheese and bad cheese because Kevin didn't. Up until a few years ago, you still ate Kraft singles, right? Like you were a.
That is one thing where I'll draw the line. However, maybe this is the controversial cheese opinion. Velveeta can get it, man.
What?
I don't care what anybody says.
You trying to have sex with Velveeta?
Not like that.
Just your soft cheese? The
not
one
like
that.
You
do, like grilled cheese with? The easy grilled cheese?
Yeah, but like if you want to eat Velveeta plain, I think that's fine. If you want to melt it down into your queso base, I think that's fine. Also, another controversial opinion. I don't like it when people put all that extra junk in queso. I just want queso to be the melted cheese.
I
don't need all that other nonsense. Unless you put meat in it, then I accept.
Exactly. Beef, I'm fine with it. But when you add the peppers and everything else, it kind of takes...
Yes!
Yeah, when you add
the flavor.
My God, the person who thinks rolls is the greatest food ever thinks that you should just melt cheese and put no flavor in it. No, like, jalapenos
or
tomatoes.
Here's the thing, Mike. If society changes, we ever have, like, a dinner party at your house and it's just me, you, Jess, and Sue, then you could just be like, just melt some cheese and stick some rolls out there. I think it's the best party ever.
You will. Will Jess? Will Jess?
No,
like,
no. She'll be like, you're ridiculous. And
for
she'll
dessert,
look at me.
We'll have glazed donuts.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Rolls, you, cheese, you and child. Donuts as your meal. Not soda approved.
That is true, but that sounds fantastic.
Okay, ready? I do have an opinion. Right. I don't know if I have a cheese opinion, but I do have an opinion. And I know it's super early in his career. If Zion Williamson wins a championship in his career, he will not be the best player on his team. He will not be the one leading a team to a championship. I think Zion Williamson is a very good basketball player. And I know he's getting like 30 points and 5 rebounds pretty much on a consistent basis right now. I think he is your second best player on a championship team. I don't think he can be your first best player on a championship team.
That would stink for the Pelicans because wouldn't that be two number one overall picks that weren't able to lead their team as the number one overall pick?
And I don't think they took the wrong guy, even though I do think overall Ja Morant will have a better career.
I was just about to ask you that. Do you think Ja Morant could lead a team to a championship as a number one?
Yes. Yes, I think that his point guard skills, I watched him the other night against Phoenix. That was a nationally televised game, and it was his second game back, so they're still kind of watching him, right? I mean, it's not like go out and play 37 minutes, you know, you're ready to go. They're watching his minutes, so. But the way that he can find the open guy at the end of games or in clutch situations for wide open looks, very Luka-like, I haven't seen at times, there have been at times, consistently, I haven't seen Ja Morant's scoring ability to take over a game just by him, like the way that, let's say, Damian Lillard can, right? Damian Lillard can take over a game offensively where he doesn't need to pass the ball. He can just be unstoppable scoring. I haven't seen that consistently from Ja, and it's early in his second year. But when I watch Zion, I see that a guy at times, to me, needs somebody else to give him the looks that he wants. When he gets the ball, and he'll get better at this, but he's not a very good passer. And that can change. He can get better. He's so young. I'm not saying that he's stuck at what he is now. But when I watch him, I think in today's NBA, the way the game is revolved around the three-point line, the way that your main guy really has to be not only the scorer but the facilitator, I think he's going to have to be the secondary guy on a championship team.
Wow. Okay. And Brandon Ingram, is he not the best player on that team right now?
Yeah, Brandon Ingram's legit, man.
I think if they all stay in New Orleans, I think if they become a championship contender, it will be more Brandon Ingram being the main guy and Zion being that great Robin to the Batman of Ingram. If they end up being that, they're disappointing this year, by the way. When I've watched them play a little bit, not a lot. They're in that, like, they should be better with the people they have on the court, but it's not going to wins. Like, you look at that team on paper and you're like, that's a really good team that could threaten some teams, and yet they're not. It's like right now it's really weird. Phoenix, I know I'm not doing cheese talk right now, I'm doing Phoenix Suns talk here, Corey, is, you know what's interesting about Phoenix when I watch them is Booker's not having a great year. He's not having a bad year when you look at the numbers, but he's not having the year that you thought with Chris Paul being on the team. Yet they're above 500, and you just think eventually Booker's going to be that top 15 player in the league that he really is. And then where does Phoenix go when Booker starts playing great basketball?
Yeah, that's going to be very tough. My opinion, I would take Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady every time.
Wow.
And I would probably take, if I was going to start a team with just a guy's career, I would probably take Aaron Rodgers over almost every other quarterback. Now, I know how you feel about Joe Montana, Kevin. That's kind of like, Aaron Rodgers has been a rash to me, but I have to respect what he's done. All right.
Do you feel the same way if they get like run on Sunday?
I love watching that dude throw the football, man. I love watching him make plays. I don't know if he's the reason that they've choked at times. Like, I don't know that he's the reason specifically, but that dude right there, like, just the knowledge he has of the game, his ability to put the ball where he wants it, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks, and I hate that because he's like Vlad for me, Kevin.
Okay.
Where Vlad was my favorite player, but he was playing for the Angels.
Yeah.
And he just kept getting pounded every time.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, that dude. My cheese is Parmesan.
Ooh.
I'll eat when the pizza comes and you got the package of Parmesan, I'll just eat that by itself. Or I will get a triangle of Parmesan and I'll eat a chunk off of it.
Kevin takes everything off of the pizza and just eats the crust.
But pizza is the perfect food, except when you try to spice it up with vegetables and nonsense like that.
What about like the red pepper flakes to give it some spice?
No.
Don't need that. What's wrong with you? You grew up in Dallas, Fort Worth, and you don't like spice at all.
That is true.
I'll give Jeff a pass. He grew up in St. Louis till he was like 11 years old.
I grew up in the Metroplex.
St. Louis has like
great
no spice.
Ribs.
Cinnamon?
I do like cinnamon. That is true.
That's the hardest spice you'll go after?
Probably so. From the 360, the Rangers will be world champion at some point this decade, and Havarti cheese is
Havarti's good.
The best.
That's solid. Yep.
From the 682, Christian Wood is better than Porzingis in Colby cheese all day, baby. From the 310.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm scared that might end up being true over the next 4 years.
If the Rockets... Okay, let me ask you this then. Right now, Rockets say, I'll give you Christian Wood for Porzingis straight up. You doing it?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm scared of Porzingis' health for his career.
Corey, would you do that?
I don't know Christian Wood well enough. I will keep Kristaps Porzingis and still hope that his health can be better in the future.
Man, I might want to dive back into this at some point.
It's not an easy yes. My yes is right now based off I don't think Porzingis is going to have a healthy career.
I think I would say no, but I definitely see the potential for regret there. When the 310 FC Dallas will never win a trophy as long as the Hunts own the team, and Munster is the best cheese. What's the most controversial cheese in terms of, like, is it
Ready?
Swiss? Half the people love it and half hate it.
How about
this
one?
I don't like Swiss.
Blue cheese. Like Swiss.
I blue love cheese. Swiss cheese.
I think blue cheese is a very controversial cheese.
Yep.
Because I do really like it, but a lot of people are like, it's like feet to them.
I have, dumb question. Is blue cheese a real cheese that you can buy as cheese, or is it just like a salad topping?
Yeah, you can crumble. Like, you know, you would take it, and then it's a more of a crumbly cheese. And then, yes, when you obviously mix it with, obviously, your mayonnaise and sour cream type of deal, you can make your blue cheese dressing. The other one, yeah, I do think
Swiss. Goes great on burgers.
No, is a controversial cheese.
I love Swiss cheese.
I hate Swiss cheese.
I tell you what, goat cheese. I used to really dislike goat cheese.
Oh, God.
Goat
I tried that this last weekend, and it's like so a very a sour, just, oh, man. Maybe it was the wrong brand, but I did not enjoy it.
To your point, Zero, on certain things, I'm like, God almighty, this is horrible. But there have been now times where goat cheese has been on something and I haven't been looking forward to it, and I was very surprised. I liked it more than I thought.
Give it another shot.
Rodeo Goat, my burger spot, they have the Nanny Goat is what their burger is, and it is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. They have
is there
goat
anything
cheese
else
on
phenomenal
it.
There?
Their beers, they have great beer selection there.
What if you said, I'll take a beer?
That's all you say?
Yeah.
They probably would just slide me a beer. They would just be like, okay. I mean, if like, I, no, they're probably going
to
say what
used to
kind.
Be a bartender. Yeah. If I said, I want a beer, and I want one that tastes good.
Okay.
Like, is that going to be easy for you to read me and to be like, I know what he wants?
I would probably go with what I like. So I would just be like, here's something. And I would tell you, I would describe the beer to you so you knew what to expect as you were drinking it. So does that make sense?
I think so.
That way you're not surprised. You know how when you get water, but you're expecting Sprite, and then you're just like, oh, this is water, and it sucks.
My sports opinion, Andy Dalton or Matthew Stafford will be the next starting quarterback for the Colts. And sharp cheddar is the best cheese.
Yeah, it's good cheese. It's good cheese.
Should we give Zero this another chance since he screwed it up at the beginning?
No, he said he then messed up, and he's like, thought you liked Buddy Hield.
That's true.
Yeah.
But he is right. I agree with your opinion.
Right,
Donovan
both
Mitchell
accounts.
Is better than De'Aaron Fox. In your face, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece, damn it.
Mister
to call us the Misterpiece?
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Fan? Are we the Miz now?
On 105.3
The Fan. You
always
forget the M and K and C. When are you going to give me any respect?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.